Good morning, 810, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She always joins us every Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Well, we've got a big issue this week. I mean, very heavy, because we've got the Santa Rosa County delinquent tax list inside the paper, and we have added a lot more locations where people can buy them, especially up in Milton at the courthouse and all a bunch of Circle K's and Tom Thumbs. So even some areas that we don't normally distribute Gulfers News, we have put them out this week because of the delinquent tax list.
Oh, interesting. Now, does that okay?
Full of shame.
So I but now I know how this works in other places. Does it work here in Florida the same? Where it's if you buy 3 years worth of taxes, you own the property. Is that the way it works?
I think you better check with the tax collector, but I do think there is there are ways to buy tax deeds. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's, and I mean, I know that's how it worked in Illinois. I don't know for sure that that's how it works here, but that's how it worked in Illinois. If you pay for 3 years of their taxes, you own the property, so it's it's quite a thing. Also, you got a story about the new high school at the, and now this is the one that at the old flea market property on Highway 98, right?
Yes, highly anticipated that this high school would be built because of overcrowding at Gulf Breeze High School and Navarre High School. And the good thing is that they got more money, but the bad thing is that now that they have more money, they're going to go ahead and complete some of the things they were going to put off. So it's actually going to be opening in 2026.
Oh, wow.
Rather than 2025.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so a full year
it'll
delay.
Be a little
All right.
bit later. Yes. But it, when it opens, it's going to be three stories. It's going to be have a courtyard in the middle of a U-shaped building, landscape. It's supposed to be really, really nice. So looking forward to that happening.
We literally cannot build schools fast enough in Santa Rosa County. I mean,
right.
We know that's the problem. The superintendent is asking for a change to the meetings. Is that right?
Yes. Superintendent Dr. Karen Barber had mentioned that she would like to bring back prayer at the school meetings. They have been under a consent decree since 2009 that kept them from having any administrator lead prayer in the schools, and that meant no prayers at the school board meetings as well. The Moms for Liberty group, which is a new group that's headed by Maria Calkin, she was there, and she wanted to make sure that they knew that they think that they can do it based on another lawsuit that was won in 2014. We are going to see what happens. They just want to have a prayer to open the school board meetings.
Interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't think there'd be a legal authority to prohibit that, regardless of what the consent decree says, at a school board meeting, because that is not a school. That's an entirely different venue, an elected official venue. So interesting. Okay, I'm curious about that. Also, we've got I don't want to get too people worried about it, but, hurricane season is coming, right?
Hurricane season is coming, and I had a meeting with some really amazing people who are from the insurance group, but they are actually encouraging people to fortify their homes. And fortified is not just a verb, it's actually a certification that you can get if you, do certain things to the first phase is making sure that your roof is fortified, and that means not just have a new roof, because even though the standards of Florida building codes have improved,
right,
they also want to see you put like a secure decking, and then a kind of like a Tyvek or something, kind of a ceiling material over that, and then your shingles. And so it would be, you would be fortified, certified.
Hmm. Okay.
And hopefully you could get more off of your insurance. However, there's also two other phases. One of them is securing all of your windows, and especially your garage doors, because that's another place where, if you have a vulnerability, you can lose your whole house. And then the third thing is, what is that third thing? There's another third thing. Oh, having it, having a path all the way of making sure that your home is completely secure from the bottom to the top.
Okay. Okay. All right. Fair enough. You got a lot of things coming up this weekend, like fishing rodeo is this weekend. Is that right? And also, I learned this. I was reminded of this from you that it's also Mother's Day on Sunday. Hint, hint.
Oh, don't forget Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Don't forget Mother's Day. You can take her to brunch. Lilo's is going to have a wonderful brunch by the bay. You can set up a reservation there. You can get her a gift certificate at Stillwater. Of course, a subscription to Gulf Breeze News is always appreciated. And right now we
nice.
Have a special. If you buy one, you get one for yourself.
Oh, that's the gift that gives to me, too. I like
get
that.
Two for one.
Well,
yeah,
and there's an Ocean Hour cleanup on Saturday. You can find out more at their Facebook page, I'm sure, or at Gulf Breeze News. And there's always so much in the paper. Plus, if you want to, find out about the tax, the delinquent tax list, that's a pretty important one. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday at this time. Oh, by the way, Lisa, you'd be so proud of us. We played Ken Manning earlier today.
UFO.
Who's Ken Manning?
Gulf Breeze UFO. He has this song, and there's an old video. I'm sorry, Andrew. Go ahead. Sorry.
No.
I'm out.
I didn't mean to spring it on her. I figured she knew. He's the guy who made the song about the Gulf Breeze UFO
right.
all these years ago.
And it was before your time. That's why she doesn't know. Nobody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. No. Nothing was before my time.
Well, before you got here.
There you go.
Because we both got
right.
here right around the same time, so it was before my time, too. But, yeah. It's a wonderful song, Lisa.
It is very entertaining. I'll send you the link. Lisa Newell
publishes
the Gulf Breeze News. We'll see you next Thursday, Lisa. Thanks, as always, for the time and the great information.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3. Not a candy with
it's
traffic
time for
on the
my
fives.
Traffic. God, stupid song is stuck. It's not a stupid song. It's stuck in my head. Ken Manning is a talent, man. I love him. Taking a look around, there's a lot going on. Scenic highway, and I'm not showing an accident, but I'm showing it very, very slow. Southbound from Compter to Olive, and then, of course, the other direction, very slow as well. Michigan at the Mobile Home Park, Timberlake Mobile Home Park, showing an accident that's been moved off to the side. Kingsfield and Jack's Branch Road, I'm not showing a roadblock there now. Accident at W and Fairfield. Now, that has been moved into the intersection, but it's still slow. That's right near the raceway this morning. Accident at Olive and Carl Dean Drive. I don't think that's what's in cahoots with the 90 Scenic Highway area that's slow because, of course, that's close to Davis Highway. I'm not showing a roadblock there. North W and Bar Street, I am showing a roadblock that is downtown. Mobile Highway and Mike's Lane, which is it's in Bellevue, kind of near the fairgrounds. Showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock. And 97, that is Jack's Branch and Kingsfield Road, showing an accident without a roadblock this morning. Certainly, if you know different, if you have any traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christine Leavenworth is fantastic. I mean, she sells a lot of homes, like over 230, I think, last year. And so I a lot of times talk about how she gets homes sold quickly in a day or two is very common. Above list price is very common, even in the market the way it is right now. But because I talk so much about her selling homes, I sometimes neglect to emphasize how great she is at buying homes. And see, who would you want on your side buying a home more than somebody who's really good at selling them? Because it means she understands the seller's mindset. She understands, you know, what's a realistic price for that house? What are other people going to bid for that house? You know, what things are negotiable and aren't negotiable in the deal? And how can you make the bid appealing and winning and get the home that you really want? And that's all stuff that she does. Because she's very good at that. Also, of course, on the selling side, just absolutely fantastic. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. 723-9158.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance. But this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas, and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use, as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, get better health with scientifically proven technology that's not going to the gym, diet supplements, pharmaceuticals, or medical treatment. Hear how OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Find out more Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Life After 50 Expo is Friday at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Center. Learn what seniors need to know at this free event. HappeningNextDoor.com for more. The annual Pensacola Kids Fishing Clinic is Saturday at Maritime Park. Registration begins at 8:30. The first 350 kids, ages 5 to 15, accompanied by an adult, get free instruction and a fishing combo. See Pensacola.fish for more info. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
From county commissioner meetings to the Blues, Andrew covers it all on your morning drive on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bye bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye bye.
About the woman who came back from a Russian gulag, Brittany Griner. The WNBA star is now saying that after what happened in Russia, she is never playing overseas again. And I feel you, sis. If that happened to me, forget overseas. I wouldn't play basketball anywhere. Not in America, not in my backyard. I wouldn't even watch basketball. I've become the first black woman to watch hockey.
The first black woman to watch hockey. This is The Daily Show. I know they're not running episodes, but they gave her one day before the shutdown last week. And I didn't actually catch the woman's name. I'll see if I can, you know, figure it out real fast to tell you, because she was pretty funny.
I mean, really, think about what she went through. She went to Russia to play basketball, and she ended up in jail. Staying out of jail is the reason black people started playing basketball in the first place. I don't even know if we like it. Bouncing a ball like a child. Running around back and forth. Oh, it's exhausting. That don't even sound like a real job. And I'm supposed to watch this? Plus, the shorts are way too long now. I mean, what happened to them nice little Wilt Chamberlain shorts?
These are the shorts that Pierce Baker's going to bring back into fashion, I think. Dulce Sloan, that's her name. Dulce Sloan, that's her name. And then this is the funny one to me.
And so I understand where you're coming from, Brittany. And I know people are saying, how can she never travel again? And those people are white. White people always do this. A shark will bite off their whole arm, and it'll be like, I'm going back in the ocean, or the shark wins. The shark already won. It is swimming around slapping other sharks with your arm.
Of all of the hosts, like, I really enjoyed Roy Wood Jr., but, you know, I was so sad because she was on for one day and then the writer's strike hit, and I'm like, oh, no!
That's really funny.
She's
I can't help but picturing that shark.
Yeah.
Slapping
other people with your arm.
What do the five fingers say to your face, shark? Slap. Sorry.
8:24 on News Radio 92.3. To follow all of that, we have David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Bond has been denied for four teens charged with murder in the deadly shooting of a Chicago police officer, Aranea Preston. She was shot and killed apparently over the weekend after returning home from a shift. Prosecutors say the four teenage suspects went on a violent crime spree before shooting the officer. Senator Dianne Feinstein back on Capitol Hill. The 89-year-old was returned in a wheelchair yesterday after being gone for several months after a bout with shingles. Feinstein tells reporters she's feeling much better, but will be working a lighter schedule. And the Biden administration apparently has a new policy to put into effect after Title 42 ends. The restrictions put in place with Title 42 come to an end today, but the Biden administration says they're replacing it with Title 8, which levies a fine of $250 to people who cross the border illegally and a possible prison sentence of up to 2 years. It also requires anybody who wants to apply for asylum to do that through a phone app from the U.S. Customs Service.
I feel like there's a math joke in here somewhere, but I can't quite figure it out fast enough. That, you know, we're replacing Title 42 with Title 8 and Title 15 and 3rd. I mean, I got just such an
right.
Odd
you carry
situation.
The two somewhere in there, and
that's right. Are we expecting these immigrants to do like long division in order to qualify for asylum? I'm really not quite sure how that all works. But David, thanks so much for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Hold on, somebody texted in and said, "Did that shark say to the other sharks, hey, talk to this hand?" Sorry, that's so funny.
That is funny.
Okay, looks like Scenic Highway has cleared up over near Industrial Park, so that's good to know. East Bay Boulevard, Navarre, of course, closed south of Coppell Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. Michigan and Timberlake Mobile Home Park showing an accident, but again, moved off to the side. Kingsfield and Jack's Branch showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock, and an accident at W and Fairfield near the raceway, but it has been moved into the middle, into the, oh my God, what is that called? Not the intersection. I'm sorry.
I was looking at something.
There's just
else,
so
I
much going
God,
on.
I'm
the
sorry.
Thing right in the middle of the road, it is called the...
Traffic light?
No.
The roundabout? I don't
it's not a
know.
Roundabout. The median. Thank you. I hope you have a reason to be done.
This is your fault. You sent me this text that I'm looking at. So.
All right. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, because you played for the Princess Bride and Inigo Montoya, the guy that played him, Mandy Patinkin, is out with a writer's strike, and he had a sign saying...
Is the SAG-AFTRA supports WGA, and the sign says, "You will kill residuals. Prepare to pay."
Isn't that cute? I knew you'd appreciate that. I didn't want to send it to you at 4 in the morning.
It looks... I would think Mandy Patinkin could afford a little bit better art supplies. I mean, it looks a little like maybe he had his eighth grade kid draw it. I'm just saying.
Or me.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Or you. 827, or me. 827 here on News Radio 92.3. What else? Oh, okay. Just because it was fun, I saw this yesterday online, and people are so creative. It was a meme, I guess you'd call it, that had Florida interstates as the top, and then the picture was you had the interstate in Florida and then a picture to represent that interstate. And for I-4, it had a picture of a sedan with a skeleton inside. And then, maybe not as funny, for I-10, this would be, it's a guy with a short long, okay? It's a guy with a mullet standing in front of a pickup truck with no shirt on. And he's holding a piece of straw in his mouth, which seems appropriate. And then that's us. And then I-75, it's got from Mad Max Fury Road, it's got all of the all of the assault cars.
Oh, sure.
Like, driving
yeah.
down the interstate.
The guitar.
And then for I-95, it's just got a picture of, like, the Daytona 500. So, just about, you know, I thought that was pretty much on target. 828 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I thought this was fascinating. I don't know that I can get into it fast enough to make it make sense, but I'm going to try. An article I read about how AI, the new generative AI, you know, everybody's freaking out about how it's like taking away basically intellectual creativity oriented jobs, right? The writer's strike is in part about this. And the article made a very interesting point, said that when the previous big wave of automation came along and replaced manual labor a lot, right? You know, the robots are doing the jobs that the assembly line workers used to do, that kind of thing. And that, you know, the earlier phases of technological industrialization really changed the way labor works and basically displaced a massive amount of labor from the marketplace and pushed it either down into lower paying jobs that simply machines can't do, or if you could get educated, up into a higher end job that machines can't do. Well, now the problem is that the machines are threatening the higher end jobs. Right, because the machines are threatening jobs that basically took a college education. That's the idea, right? If the machine can write it, if the machine can draw it, if the AI can do the, you know, can compose the email, okay, or analyze the data, then why do you need to hire somebody with an English degree, if you ever would, or a statistics degree, right? And so the article said, no, you're looking at this the wrong way. What this is going to do is it's going to amplify the capability of people who don't have a college education to do college education level work, because the person who is not good at writing, is not good at creativity, is not good at generating those sorts of things, now suddenly with the technological amplification of AI, they can. And so if it's done properly, and there's no guarantee that it will be, but I thought it was an interesting argument saying that, yes, intellectual workers who have been accustomed to getting paid more, you know, for being lawyers and, you know, editors and things like that, their work is going to be displaced onto the machines. But that displacement of the work would go to the worker who previously was displaced by technology and now might be able to do it without a college degree.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's already been a surge of people at the border, and asylum restrictions put in place 3 years ago expire tonight. Fox's Caroline Shively in El Paso, Texas.
The city folks here are doing everything they can. They are clearing the streets. They are opening the shelters, but they're just not sure if it's going to be enough. Just behind the wall in the razor wire, there are groups of migrants. They are waiting to see if the Federal Border Patrol agents will let them across the border.
President Biden says there's been chaos at the border for years, and Congress needs to act. The soap actress Jacqueline Zeman died. She was 70 years old. She played Bobby Spencer on General Hospital for 45 years.
I have had to fight and scratch for every crumb I've ever gotten out of life. And it's people like you and the Webbers who grew up in fancy homes with fancy backgrounds. You don't know what that's like, and you never will.
She was 70. Her family says she had cancer. Her last appearance on the show was last month for her character's grandson's wedding. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Warming up nice. It's 78 degrees, although cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. And still no deal with Charter Schools USA to take over Warrington Middle School. The Escambia County School Board holding an emergency meeting tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning to discuss their next steps. The board says they'll be discussing options in case that deal is not made. It was previously said if no deal was made with Charter Schools USA, Warrington Middle School would be forced to close its doors. The district says they want to have a plan in place for their students in the next school year in case that happens. Escambia County Sheriff's Office doing a death investigation after a body was found yesterday behind a building at W and Blunt Streets. Investigators say they didn't find anything obvious pointing to the cause of death there. Pensacola police say a man was arrested for drug possession, briefly able to get away, but was soon recaptured.
The individual was placed into handcuffs and was being escorted back to the cruiser when he took off running, and officers gave chase. He ran, ran a couple blocks, two or three blocks, got tired and laid down, and the officers were able to take him back into custody.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood, who tells Channel 3 that Brandon Bird was initially arrested near Ellen Gonzalez Streets. He got away. He got about three blocks away. He was recaptured not long after by the Pensacola Motor Lodge on Cervantes, now being held without bond on possession of a controlled substance, resisting arrest, and escape charges. There were only two bids to purchase the former community care center facility in Milton. The city did not end up being the high bidder. The city and Lighthouse Christian Academy were partnering together to bid on that property with hopes that it would become the new home of the Lighthouse Christian College campus and athletic facilities. The city bid $600,000 for the property. Local developer Prashant Patel with Windmere LLC bid $630,000. And right now, it's not known what Patel intends to do with the property. The city of Milton had planned on applying for a $5 million CDBG grant for additional renovations, then leasing that property to Lighthouse. Title 42, it's ending later on today. The U.S. House set to vote on the Secure the Border Act. Now, supporters of that say it would finish the border wall. It would advance border security technology, and it would support border authorities. Congressman Matt Gaetz says there's 9 control sectors at the U.S. southern border.
So what has the Biden administration done? They are surging force protection in just one of the 9, and you're getting feedback from folks in these other 8 sectors saying, you know what, I wish they wouldn't have done anything, because what they've done is they've gaslit a yellow brick road for the cartels to do their worst.
And despite that bill likely passing today, the White House says if it does, they plan to veto it. And if you've ever dreamed of being a firefighter, Escambia Fire Rescue scheduling some physical abilities testing for anybody interested in joining the department. That's going to be held next month on Saturday, June 3rd, and Monday, June 5th, both of those days at 8 o'clock in the morning. Participants should get there a little bit early to check in. And there's two tests available, the Florida Certified Firefighters test, and that's for certified firefighters who already have a certificate of completion. And then there's also a cadet test for anybody without that certificate. And the certified test also open for volunteer firefighters who need to take the physical abilities testing. And for more information on all of that, just check out the county website at myascambia.com/joinfire. It's 8:35. News Radio 92.3. Candy has a look at our traffic.
Ugh, my gosh. Okay. Most everything is fine. Now it seems like everything has calmed down. Accidents have been moved off to the side. Fairfield and W, an accident, but that has been moved into the median. East Bay Boulevard, Navarre closed to south of Copple Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And this is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, it's your local sweet corn farmer, letting you know that Florida sweet corn's in season. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com, the Florida Department of Agriculture.
We're going to be seeing a small chance of rain as we go into the afternoon. 20% chance overall with a high near 83. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70. Showers and thunderstorms possible as we go through Friday. 30% chance of rain with a high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70. We're going to have some sunshine for your Saturday with a 20% chance of rain and a high near 84. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we have 78 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola. It is 77 in Gulf Breeze and 75 in Milton.
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa is here to help take the pressure off of you finding the perfect Mother's Day gift this year. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you with the gift of renewal and relaxation. Stillwater's offers a variety of spa treatments, including facials, massages, and more. Mother's Day gift certificates can be purchased online at stillwatersmedspa.com or in person at the spa located in downtown Pensacola. Stillwater's Medical Spa, Pensacola's world-class luxury spa.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out. Like your social security number or password.
Or you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions. But everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Your money now this morning. The market down today. The Dow's dropped almost 300 points, 297.04 to be exact, at 33,234.29. S&P 500 down 18.14 at 4,119.50. And the NASDAQ down 20.43 at 12,286.02 today. Our 10-year bond rate also down at 3.356%. And gold prices down $350 today at $2,033.60. Silver prices at $24.78. Jobless claims rising to the highest level in over a year now. The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits went up by 22,000 on the week ending May 6th, up to 264,000. That's the highest level since October of 2021, well above what the market was expecting. General Motors rolling out a new division catering to business and government fleet customers. The business unit called GM Envolve is meant to streamline their operations and bring in additional revenue by making the buying process easier for corporate customers. and tobacco giant Altria Group paying $235 million to settle thousands of lawsuits related to its former investment in e-cigarette maker Juul. The settlement announced Wednesday involves at least 6,000 lawsuits that accuse Juul of an epidemic of teen vaping. It is 8:40. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, total side note, like not the topic we're going to talk about, but every day I like to look at the national what day it is, you know? Like today is National Twilight Zone Day. It's National Foam Rolling Day, like we're rolling on those fun noodles kind of things as exercise or whatever.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And then National Eat What You Want Day. And my thought is, well, how is that different?
I'm saying,
that's
man.
Every day.
Absolutely.
And you see the results. Okay, so no, my question for the day is completely unrelated to any of that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Okay, got to take a couple things for granted here, but when parking in your garage, and I know for some of you that's an alien concept because the garage is your storage unit, but okay, when parking in your garage or in your driveway, I'll allow it, okay? Front in or back in? 437-1620, 437-1620, do you pull front bumper toward the house or back bumper toward the house? 437-1620, 437-1620. I have very strong opinions about this, and this comes up because of as many of our best discussions do, because, take a guess.
It happened to you?
Fight with the wife, of course.
Of course. That's what I meant.
We don't fight. I mean, anyway, we disagree about this subject. So, but you know, you learn how to disagree without fighting is kind of the, you know, that's how you stay 26 years. Anyway, so Candy, do you pull front in or back in?
We park right next to each other in the driveway. So we take over some of the grass, and I don't know why we do that, but I pull in front because I'm afraid to hit my husband's car.
Oh, okay.
Even though he doesn't drive it or go anywhere, but that's okay.
A stationary vehicle.
But no, if I was smart, I would back in because I do. I like to just get up and go in the morning, and I think that's the smart way to do it, but I never do.
Okay. All right. So
I pull in front, but I'm lazy. Nobody knows that in the end.
I have the 100% opposite answer to this.
That you back in.
I back in.
Now, I get it.
You know, in our situation, back in because we happen to have we deliberately built because we knew we had kids on the, you know, that were growing. We built a 3-car garage in the house we built. And so it's one on its own and then two with a median.
Okay.
And so I park in the solo one.
You have a 3-car garage?
Yeah. That's very nice to have with kids. I will tell you that much. But I back in because otherwise it's very hard to like get out on the side I would have to get out on. And so I'm backing in because that little median space between the two areas creates room where the car doors are opening and you can, like, her car door is that way, my car door is that way, so that's great space. But I back in. But that's not the reason I back in. The reason I back in is because I trust backing in, but in the morning I would hate to have to back out and then check for cars and all that. I like being able to pull out in the morning and be able to see where I'm going and not have to do the looky-loo, turn my neck around, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So
no, that makes sense.
I am rewarding myself on the leaving side, whereas I think those who pull in front end are rewarding yourself on the pull-in, on the arriving side.
To be fair, I'm always carrying food.
Okay, well, there you go. All right.
Always.
4376. Always. Somebody here says front end in, okay, which I think is the norm. I think if there's a... This is one of those things where you probably do it this way unless something prompts you to do it the other way. Mm-hmm. And I think most people probably pull front end and probably have never, ever thought about it until today. And but I saw somebody while we were on our walk yesterday or the day before. So they had a car on the right side in the garage and they had a truck or something, and they had a trucker car on the left side in the driveway about halfway down, and they were backing their car in around the truck into the other side of the driveway. And I thought, well, that nice. Is dedication, and I'm glad you did it without hitting anything. 437-1620, somebody here says, back in, it's easier to see when you're pulling out. See, 100%.
Completely get it.
And especially because, and I'm not saying always, but sometimes in the morning I'm motivated to get here on a slightly accelerated pace, okay? Because, you know, the show starts at a certain time.
And he shows up at that time.
I've never missed it. But that means that I don't want to take the extra, 18th of a second to go slowly and back up. Plus, I'll just tell you, for me, I don't like backing up because I have hit things backing up.
Yeah.
But badly, and so I have a fundamental distrust of the backing up maneuver. And so, well, why would you back up into your own house? I guarantee I can control that. I know I can do that with my side mirror safely. 437-1620, somebody here says, front into the garage, back into the driveway. Huh. Why? I got you texted me nothing but questions here. this is an unresolved mystery. Give me the reasoning. I'm curious. Or maybe there isn't one. Let's see. Somebody here says, I back in every time with the sunshade up on the windshield. It deters wandering eyes and possible theft. Okay. Interesting. And I have a truck to back into and load and unload from the garage. See, that's my thing is, the typically the groceries are in the trunk, and if I back in, that's easier to transport into the house instead of going around the car to the back and going around to the car to the door and going around the car to the back. So that's kind of my way. Oh my God, look at the time. All right, Candy has traffic on the fives.
Everything's fine. No, it is. I mean, everything is.
Do
I know
it.
It's. I know. Thank
Let
you.
It be.
Like 98 is doing just fine.
No, don't tell them anything. Tell them it's all good.
It's all good. They don't like it when you do that. But East Bay Boulevard in Navarre is closed to south of Coppell Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text them in. And thank you. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, when it's genuinely clear on the roads, the traffic report is just proof that you know the road names.
I know that. Shut up. I know, but they do tell you how to do traffic. We used to have traffic people, but
everything's going well on Davis Highway heading north. Also, Highway 98 going east. It's all clear. And plus, Blue Angel, y'all, it's nice.
See, we should switch jobs. Man, this show would be awful.
It would be entertaining.
You know that guy who did that thing that.
So back to the text here on whether to back in or to pull in. Somebody here says back in. That's the best visibility of pedestrians while coming down the hill to the road. Not what my wife does, but she's not wrong. What? Go, because your wife's never wrong. I got you. All right, I see that. Disregard my comment. Let's see. Oh, neither of the vehicles are parked outside because I have three nice Harleys in the garage.
That's a
different
nice.
Way, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Front in so I can open the back hatch. Oh, no, that's true. And that's actually, my wife drives the Odyssey, and so... there wouldn't be a way to open the hatch inside the garage because of the swing out value. But if you do it sort of butt hanging out towards the street, then you can, which is a description of how she opens the back door, not how she stands. 437-16. All right.
437.
More scolding to come. The one time we parked the car in the garage, we pulled front end in. We were prepping for a hurricane for Ivan and wanted our Mustang convertibly protected. So, to successfully complete this mission, I had to put the top down before pulling in. Then I crawled out over the hood once the car was safely tucked away. Spoken like a true Floridian.
Oh, I love that.
I know I'm a
that.
Weird one. I use my garage for the car. I know I'm weird. Somebody here says back in 100%. Somebody here says more exhaust fumes in your garage if you back in. Yeah, which is either a problem or just bonus material. No, I agree. That's actually a problem. It makes the garage more stinky. And then last one here says... Right. Front in the garage, back. Oh, I don't want to hit anything in the garage. It is in constant state of change. Okay, and I have the dedicated, the solo slice of the garage, so I know it's not going to be something in there. But that is always a concern, right?
Can I ask you something off, and I guess it's none of my business, but the different sides of the garage, do you guys each take care of your own sides?
Yeah, she's got her slice of the big, the two-door, and then Spencer's got my 19-year-old.
Right, but if it's dirty, are you like, hey, clean your section of the garage?
Oh no!
Or do you have posters
there's
up on
yours? So
Trump and whoever.
No, it's true. My side of the garage does accumulate a little bit more material than her side. that's who we are. 8:49 on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of garages and cars, like this turn, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. Oh, such a pro. Anyway, if you listen to Dave Ramsey, he says what? buy a car that's a year or two old, because then you get basically a new car, new to you, okay, but you didn't have to pay for the new price, and then you can drive it till the wheels fall off, and then buy another one just like that. You know, that's kind of my goal. I went to Frontier, oh gosh, it's been 5 years now, I think we went, and I'll go again in like 10 years, you know, when we need another car. That's kind of the way. Frontier Motors, they sell the kind of cars that Dave and I like to recommend, that, you know, car that's 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, drive it till it's got 300 or 200 or 250,000 miles on it, which is how I do cars. But you can get those for a great deal at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay said you should back in.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
April showers bring May savings at Beret Jewelers. We're ringing in spring with special deals on your shining favorites during Beret's Blooming Blowout Sale. Save up to 70% on select pieces May 5th through May 31st. From top designers to beautiful bridal jewelry, you'll find something to love. So hurry into shop and save up to 70% off during the spring sale of the season. All month long at Beret Jewelers.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
All right, so I have something to share with you that I've been meaning to share with you for a little while now. I think I've had this hanging around my show prep for pushing a month maybe at this point. But it is the secret to McDonald's fries, apparently. And I will say allegedly and apparently because I have not had a chance to try this, but this is a guy who calls himself Jordan the Stallion doing I think it was a TikTok is where I pulled this off of originally. But he says, he claims to know the secret to how McDonald's fries are made.
That's something that's a weird flex in your world that no one else probably ever thinks about.
McDonald's keeps investigating why I know so many fast food secrets. Come here. McDonald's had messaged me not too long ago and said, hey, Jordan, we just want to know, where are you getting all your fast food secrets from? Get so close right now. My response was, I can't reveal my sources. And then they said, do you know any more secrets about McDonald's? And I said, yeah, I do. I know why McDonald's fries taste different from everybody else's fries. And I'm going to tell you guys today.
Okay. What is it?
It's because McDonald's cooks their fries with beef flavoring mixed within their vegetable oil, right? So that's why the fries taste so good, but also so different from everybody else's. So, you know, probably bad news for vegetarians, but, you know, the more you know.
Oops.
Forever. That's been happening, yeah, yep. Because I was vegan for, I know, like
go.
A long time.
Here we go.
But, yeah, it's beef tallow. They don't do it right there. They come like that, but
so
they're dipped
the
beef tallow
melts into the rest of the regular oil that they use. So it's like a share of.
Yep.
Do you have a ratio?
No, as I understand, I don't think they dip each individual fry, but I think they run it through tallow, freeze it like that, and then ship it.
Okay,
so,
all right.
But yeah.
So yeah,
I love that YouTuber. Come here.
Yeah, and I love the way they're like, so what's going on? This is like the Joe Biden school of broadcasting. So let me tell you, let me whisper it to you.
However, in the UK, Canada, and Australia, they cook it with regular oil. So if you're vegetarian, you can eat the fries at those places.
So in 1990, apparently, after the controversy over all of this, the fast food chain made the switch to pure vegetable oil, but patrons wanted the same, like, meaty taste. Because in the past, what happened is before the 1990s, the fries were made with a vat of cottonseed oil and beef tallow. Oh, there you go, candy. Or fat, which gave the potatoes their decadent and lovely flavor and loaded them with saturated fats. Thank you. But then they switched to pure vegetable oil, but people complained that they didn't taste as good. You know, new fries, new Coke, okay. And McDonald's, the one thing they really have going for them other than the inability to deliver you a functioning frosty or a functioning shake machine. Shakes, what's the word? Soft serve, thank you. But so they added the natural flavoring into it. So that's a little bit different. I don't know how they do it. I don't know if it's like beef dust or something that they put in there, but oh man, it's so good. So,
I think they dip them in beef. I'm telling you that it's dipped into a beef thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just dipped into a beef juice. Sounds gross. And then they freeze it like that. And then they ship those. So they're frying frozen fries.
2001, vegetarian and Hindu plaintiffs who don't eat beef for religious reasons sued them for failing to name the meat additive.
Right.
The attorney said, they say billions and billions served. I say billions and billions deceived. they settled for $10 million.
Isn't that crazy?
And added the beef qualifier to the ingredients list to make sure that people knew. We're super late to traffic. I'm sorry. Traffic on the, not the fives, but go ahead, Candy.
On the sevens. This is awesome. Mobile Highway and Mike's Lane near the fairground showing an accident with no roadblock. 9 Mile and Pine Forest showing an accident. Looks like that road is open, though. 9 Mile and Chemstrand showing an accident. Looks like that's good to go, though, as in watch for emergency vehicles, but not showing a roadblock. Fun fact, bacon bits are vegan. I know.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And right. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, but they do encourage, you know, lustful thoughts.
Absolutely. And I got so fat being a vegan. Get Doritos, Cheetos,
that's
Fritos.
Right,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot
to
of toes. Yeah, that goes with that. Hey, that guy would like those.
Oh,
that creepy toe guy.
Right. The night manager.
Have some Doritos.
You should have. If only you'd have thought of it then. Oh, well, it happens. Showtime, presented by the Pensacola Children's Chorus, speaking of things that are appropriate for children, is a Broadway-style extravaganza featuring music from nearly every genre and all kinds of classic contemporary music. May 12th, that's tomorrow through the 14th at Pensacola Sanger Theater. Tune in to News Radio as we're giving away tickets all the time, so you can hear for that. By the way, the base is open today for public access out the back gate today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Also, the Kids Fishing Clinic is this Saturday at Maritime Park. Free registration. Kids age 5 to 15 begins at 8:30 for the first 350, and they get a free fishing combo. That's usually a rod and reel and
reel,
a bait
that's right,
and tackle.
And a little,
so it's always it's a really, really good
and
thing.
A net.
All right, time for
Future News. Also, Stamp Out Hunger is this Saturday, so
good
leave
one.
Food by your mailbox.
Very good one. Okay, so questions. OLF-8, I proposed the idea that we ought to have that open to the public until it gets actually developed.
So we can go play in it.
Yeah, so we can shoot rockets, fly kites, play frisbee, airsoft. I mean, whatever, okay? Something. Do you think they will open it?
No. I mean, I hope so, though.
I don't think so either. We just, you know, everybody's, reliability. I don't know. You know, they've got the fence. I would love to see them open it and make it a
play area. What if they put lifeguards on it? I know. Hear me out. There's no water.
Grass guards. Will we get lifeguards out on Perdido Key?
I hope so.
Yeah, of course.
I know we need to. It's a good idea. I get it.
Funding them and the legal issues. Will they clean up the mess that is created by inviting the public to go out on Perdido Key on the 75-foot access if it holds up?
I don't think the lifeguards will, but they...
Somebody needs to, and it's not going to clean itself up. We know that for a fact.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.